Oh, there you go. I think you got it working.
Ah, I pulled it off. Amazing.
All right.
Great. So thanks. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us, Sarah. I know you're breaking into your work day to do this. So we'll try to limit this to around 45 minutes. Do you have a hard stop at 10 that we should know about, or?
Yeah, I do actually have to run to another meeting. I've got back-to-back all day today.
Great. So, Irvin, watch the clock for me if you could, and as we get close, just throw out a quick reminder. So you saw the survey that we sent out. Basically what we're doing is some early research around how people shop for and buy laptop bags. So when I say early research, we'll probably go on and sanction a larger study. But before we do that, what we always do is just get a couple of people on the phone and have a real casual conversation about how the words that they use when they describe laptop bags and shopping for laptop bags and that sort of thing. So we're really, at this point, the details matter, but we're really, really interested in just language and how people talk about things. So the best way to think about this is, first of all, there's no wrong answers. We really just want the story of how you came to buy this Cole Haan bag that you have. And something that people find useful is that if you think of us as people who are shooting a documentary, and we're like the director or the producer, and we'll get into like, we'll get into certain scenes and we'll say, okay, if I'm filming this and I'm looking at you in the store, how would I set this thing up? What, who was with you and what props would I need? And how could I really recreate it to the point where I could say, ah, I can kind of picture her going through this process and making the decisions that she needs to make in order to buy this bag. So we'll ask a lot of general questions and then we'll get into those really nitty gritty detail aspects. Sometimes it's a little bit weird, but it's usually a lot of fun.
All right. Sounds good.
So tell us about when did you buy, this is the bag that you're using now, right? This Cole Haan bag?
That's correct.
When did you buy it?
I bought it last year. I knew I was going on a quite extensive traveling stint for work, and so I knew I wanted something that I could carry as a laptop bag and then take my laptop out and carry as a purse so I didn't have to bring two things. So I bought it just before that trip, which was about a year ago, about April of last year.
It was April, okay. And so tell us, how long, what was the trip like? Was this like you're gone for a month, you're overseas? Like what did the trip entail?
Sure. That particular trip was a three-week training in Idaho. So I traveled from Philadelphia to Idaho. I was there in a hotel in a work training setting all day. So I would, you know, come from the hotel to the actual University of Idaho campus, kind of set up my computer and whatnot, and then travel back to the hotel at night. And then in the evenings, there were usually social type events. So then I would, you know, have a purse to take with me.
Got it. So you bought it in April. Was it early April or late April, or do you remember the?
You know, I don't know exactly when. I know it was leading up to that trip, so it may have even been May. It was kind of like the trip was in June, so I had started looking a couple months ahead of time. So it was kind of in that April May time frame, but I don't know exactly when.
Got it. That's fine. Do you remember the shopping trip? Was it like a weekday thing after work, or was it a weekend, or when did you end up at the, it was the, you bought it at the Cole Haan outlet? Is that what you said in here?
Yeah, there's a quite large outlet near my house. I actually went on multiple shopping trips to try to find a bag. Because I couldn't find anything that quite suited my needs. So I had gone to the mall and actually looked at a Coach bag as well. In the Coach store that was close to fitting my needs, but it was like in the $400 or $500 range, and I couldn't justify it. Although if it had been a laptop bag, I probably would have. It was just that it was a purse. I was trying to make a laptop bag, but it is something I carry every day, and wanted something that would last for a significant amount of time. So I was kind of on the fence of like, you know, I probably would have paid more if it was something that really fit all the needs that I had. And I had searched online. I mean, I was, like, searching to try to find attractive laptop bags, cute, stylish, and they're nearly impossible to find. And the few I had stumbled upon, like the Elisa bags, for example, were sold out at the time. Otherwise, I absolutely would have purchased that one.
So help me get my help me get my order straight. So when did you first hear about the trip was in June? When did you first hear about that trip? Like, was it an email that you got, or did you talk to your boss, or how did that?
Yeah, I was selected from within my company, so there were four of us out of 600 employees. Four of us were selected to attend, and it was an executive training course that I had kind of been approached about in January, and then confirmed that I was going in February.
Okay, approach. Okay, go ahead.
Now, is this a trip you wanted to go on, you were hoping to win, or is it just more of a, you got picked and you had to go?
So it was an honor to go, but it was in Idaho, which does make it a little bit of a detraction. And even afterwards, when people ask me about it, I say it really was a fantastic learning and networking opportunity. I would have loved it if it had been in D.C. or Chicago, for example. It was just good because you were in Idaho for 3 weeks and there's really nothing to do in Idaho. And it's a long way away and a long time to be away from home. While I was honored to go, I would have probably really loved it if it had been closer.
Okay.
So how did they?
I'm sorry, you said it was networking. Did you know it was going to be a lot of networking going in, or?
Well, I knew the evenings. I mean, we basically stayed in a hotel on the campus of the University of Idaho, and it was all utility executives from across the United States, with a couple of international people as well. And in the evenings, you all were just kind of stuck in the hotel. So you had dinner together, and then they had a, you know, hospitality suite that we all hung out in.
Okay.
So tell me about, like, this sounds like 4 out of 600 is a pretty big deal. How did you said it was kind of announced in January, and then it was finalized in February. How did you get that notification that you had made it?
Yeah, I was approached by one of our vice presidents that I was being considered to attend, and, you know, to make sure that my schedule was available. I don't have any children, so that didn't weigh in terms of what could I be away from them for 3 weeks.
Sure.
So when she had approached me, I said, you know, yeah, I'd love to go. I am kind of progressing through the leadership ranks of the organization, so it was seen as the next development to get me to the next promotion.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say the four of us that went, it was our chief security officer, one of our senior attorneys, myself, and then another manager. So myself and then another manager were both attending.
Okay, got it. So she approached you and said, hey, is your schedule cool? I want to put you in for consideration, but before that I want to make sure. When did you actually find out that you had made it?
It was probably February. So it was like mid to end of January when they first approached me, and probably a couple weeks later I was, you know, confirmed that I was attending.
So this is one of those, like, documentary things. Is this like, if I'm going to shoot this scene, is this like at home, your phone rings, you're jumping up and down, are you at your desk? Do you remember when you actually, like, learned of it, or was it just not that big of a deal? Like,
No, it was, so the vice president that I mentioned actually is my formal mentor in the organization, so it was like at our next mentoring session in her office that she had shared with me that I had been selected to go. She shared the names of the other three gentlemen that had been selected. And yeah, it truly is an honor to attend. It's called the Utility Executive Course, and most people that attended were executives in their organization. So to be a manager level and be asked to go was definitely an honor.
So this is kind of a big deal to be able to go learn, mingle, and it sounds like this is also, like, you know, this is the next step. It's like, this is really going to help me.
Right.
So what did you, this is going to be a weird question, what did you do when you walked out of that mentoring session? Like, call your husband, send a text message, like, what happened?
I think probably the first thing I did was go back to my desk and block off those 3 weeks on my calendar, because that's a pretty significant amount of time to be away. And then, I actually spoke with my husband and then a friend of mine that had attended in the previous year to basically say, like, oh my goodness, what did I just sign myself up for? What am I getting into now?
What were your feelings at that point?
What's that?
Oh, go ahead.
What are your feelings at that point? Are you overwhelmed? Are you excited? Are you thinking, oh my goodness, like, where are you emotionally at that point?
Probably excited. In my previous life, I'll say, before my work at my current company, I was a consultant, so I traveled you know, fly out on a Monday morning, fly home on a Thursday night. So I hadn't traveled significantly in quite some time, so I was kind of excited at the opportunity to get out a little bit. But I also was like, wow, I put the 3 weeks on my calendar, and I was like, damn, that's a lot of time. That's a really long time to be away. And then I think I sat down to look at flights and was like, oh, my God, it's going to take me, like, 20 hours to get there, which was another kind of pretty overwhelming that it would be connecting flights, and I had to leave at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning from Philly time. So it was some of the logistics then started to creep in, like, whoo, this is, yeah, all right.
So this all happened, like, pretty – it sounds like this all happened pretty quickly after that mentor session, right? Like, you're kind of
yeah.
– if I've got the camera and I'm filming, it's like, all right, block the time. Holy cow, that's, like, 2 weekends or 3 weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm really going to miss a bunch
yeah.
of stuff at home.
Mm-hmm.
Look at flights. So I want to get back to the bag. What? So first question, what bag did you have at that time? How were you carrying your laptop around?
What was I using then? That's a good question. I'm trying to remember now. Oh, you know what? I had purchased a bag, and can I remember the name of it? Because I actually went right back to their site, and they were no longer in existence. I had purchased it in 2008. So I had purchased a really nice, it was like $300, a leather, woman's leather laptop bag. It was like a red crocodile leather that I had purchased when I was starting my MBA program because I knew I would need to carry my work laptop and my school books all together. And so that was what I was carrying up until that time. The one issue I had with bringing that one was it didn't zip shut. And so that was always a pain when I was traveling, like to go through security and have things kind of fallen out all over the place, or
yeah.
like when I put it in the overhead or under my seat on the airplane, things were always sliding out of it. And so I thought, you know what, I really need to get something new.
Was that by design or did the zipper break?
No, it just didn't have a zipper shut. It had like a metal magnetic snap.
Okay.
So I've done the consulting thing myself. So if I get this story right, you bought that bag and then did all your Monday to Friday consulting trips with that bag with stuff falling out of it?
Yeah, no, so I got that one. So I left consulting, started at my current company, and actually started my part-time MBA at the same time. So traveling into my office by car and then traveling from work to my MBA program. But I was probably traveling once a month at that time to do speaking engagements. Taking it on those, and it was kind of just an annoyance that it was falling out because I wasn't traveling as much, and it did hold everything I needed for school. So it was kind of like, that's annoying, but, you know, wouldn't turn me away from it completely.
Got it. Okay, so it's like I'm not the hardcore every week traveler at this point. I can deal with it, you know, once a month. That makes sense. So take me back to your desk. You got the cut from – you know, you made the cut, you had the mentor meeting, you're booking your travel. At what point do you look at your bag and say, time for an upgrade? How long after that mentor meeting did that thought enter your head that you should even start considering something new?
Mm-hmm. I think pretty quickly. So I knew the straps were pretty worn on that one that I had, and it was several years old, and it wasn't something I knew I could use as a purse as well. So my thought was, okay, I have to be there for 3 weeks. I'm going to probably have to bring a pretty big suitcase, and I don't want to also have a purse and a laptop bag for this, like, three-week process. And so I was kind of like, you know what, it's time. And I started kind of searching online initially.
Do you remember the – and this is hard, so this is a year ago that you bought this, but I'll still ask. Do you remember the first search? Was it at your desk after that meeting, or was it sometime – later that week, later that day? Do you remember when you actually started, like, putting time into searching?
It was probably shortly after. I don't think it was that day, but probably within a week or two.
Okay. And you said, so it sounded like the first place you looked was the manufacturer, the retailer of that old bag?
Right.
How did you find them? Did you know the name?
Similarly, I just kind of did a Google search on, like, laptop bags for women. And I would have to go back and look. I just tried to see if I could pull it up right away, but it didn't come up. I know that they are no longer in existence because I had tried to get that one again. But I could certainly try to find that name and get that for you.
Sure. If it comes up, that's fine. If not, don't worry about it. So I'm trying to paint the timeline here. You found out that they were out of business. Where did you look next? Did you continue searching online, or was it like I'm gonna go to the mall and shop around? How did the search go?
Yeah, I'd say I kind of poked around online a bit more in the anticipation of going, like, finding something and then going to the store to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But really, there was hardly anything, like, even when you put in, you know, cute laptop bag, nothing comes up really that's actually attractive. And so then I was like, maybe I'll just wander the mall and see if I can find a purse that I can use as a laptop bag.
So give me an idea of the time. Like, if you sit down, okay, start the search. Oh, those are the guys that made the first laptop. Oh, they're gone. Now I'm back to Google. What else do you search for? Cute laptop bag. What else would you put into Google to even
I think I probably put in women's laptop bag, stylish laptop bag. I think I might have even gone off and looked for, like, iPad, something that would at least hold my iPad. And there were a couple, like, blogs that came up that had, you know, ones that they were reviewing that I would look through to see kind of what they actually looked like. I did order one or two, actually, and then return them because I didn't like the quality. And then I think I was like, you know what, I'm just going to have to get a purse and see if I can make it work that way.
Okay, so which ones did you totally threw me out there. Which ones did you order? so you actually bought them online?
Yeah, so I there was one, I want to say it was like Kooba, like K-O-O-B-A maybe. I think it's either like a camera bag that can be used as a laptop, and I had seen it on like a blog review that came up from my search that you could carry your camera but also a laptop. And
okay.
I had ordered that one, and when it came, it was like a real cheap, like, plasticky leather material, and I was like, no, that's not. I wanted something that was very professional looking that I could carry into the office and it would look nice, so I returned that one.
So that was cheap enough. It wasn't just a feel. That was cheap enough where, like, they're going to spot me from across the room with this.
Yeah, it was like, this quality is not there, yeah.
Okay. And do you remember, was that bought, like, from the manufacturer, or did you buy that from an online retailer?
I think that was from the manufacturer.
Okay. And how was returning it?
It wasn't a problem. I just kind of printed out the shipping label and sent it back.
Okay, cool. So, and what was the other one?
That one, I don't remember the brand, but I know I got that one from the eBags retailer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I don't remember exactly what the brand of that one was.
All right, so help me with the timeline here. Did you, like, was this one session, I'm going to order both of these, and the one that I like least is going to go back, or did you buy one and return it, then buy the next one and return it? You remember how you...
I bought one and returned it, and then bought another one and returned it.
And which one was first?
That Kooba one, the one that was kind of like the laptop camera bag.
Okay. And the second one was from eBags, and you don't remember the manufacturer. So how did you decide that the eBags one was going to be of better quality, or how did you know you weren't making the same mistake twice?
Yeah, that one was more specifically a laptop, so it had kind of like the cushioned area to put the laptop in, and it had some positive reviews on the site. So I went, tried that one out. The problem with that one I found was that it was really stiff, and so while you could get the laptop in, there wasn't really give if I needed to carry like extra paperwork or something like that home from work. And it was square and boxy, so it wasn't something I would carry as a purse.
Sure, got it. Okay. And all right, think about when did these orders take place? Can you give me even approximate dates? Are fine.
They were probably in that early May time frame.
Okay. So
like
this
before
is
before I purchased the Cole Haan one.
Got it. So this is like you've got kind of like 2 to 3 months of just shopping in here before you actually started buying.
Probably like a month of kind of poking around before I started and tried to order some things.
Okay.
They're really hard to find.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It's tough.
Yeah, and I didn't really want to compromise. You know, I kind of had certain things that I knew I wanted, and like the zipper, for example, that was something I knew I had to have, and it was really pretty difficult to find something that met those qualifications.
Did you reach out to anyone else to help you in the search, or was this your, we had your only ways of trying to find something was the mall and the web?
I had talked to some friends, but how similarly expressed the same thing, like, yeah, I know there's not really anything out there. And several of them either carry purses like I do now or have like their, you know, stodgy, manly company ones that were provided to them.
Okay.
So at any point during this process, did you consider just keeping what you had? So it's like you bought two, you returned them.
Mm-hmm.
Were either one of those better than the existing bag that you had?
No. At that point, even the worn one that I had was better than those two.
So was there any point where you're like, this thing is gonna go to Idaho with me? It's like the search is over?
Yeah. Well, that was kind of my backup plan, right? So I was kind of like, all right, well, if I don't find anything, it's not like I don't have something. But, you know, I had much preferred the ability to just take that bag and not have to carry a purse as well. That was really
sure.
Part of the driving force of it.
So when you have your laptop bag, what purse do you take with you? When you had the red bag,
mm-hmm.
What purse would you... So you had the red bag and a purse at this point?
Mm-hmm.
Which purse would you primarily keep with you?
It depends. I usually change my purse once a year. So I'll buy like one in for the winter and one for the summer, kind of spring time frame. So whatever one I was happening to be carrying at that time. I don't remember exactly which one.
Okay. So tell me about... The time going into the coach store, is this at the same mall or same like outlet center as the Kohan, or is that someplace different?
No, this was the King of Prussia Mall, which is a regular retailer. It's not an outlet. And that was like a Saturday probably. It was a weekend. And I like said to my husband, I'm going to the mall and I'm coming home with a laptop bag. And I went to I was in Nordstrom's, I was in Coach, I was in Macy's, I was in and out of every store and could not find something. And I came home and I was like, well, I guess that's not meant to be. And then
so,
my next thought was,
how,
all right, well, then I'm going to go to the outlets and see if I can find something there.
And that, so was that the same day or different day?
Probably a different day, but in quick succession. So if not that same weekend, probably sometime that following week or weekend.
Okay, so I want, this is another one of those scenes where I want to get, when did you leave for the King of Prussia Mall? Was this like, set aside the day, I'm going to get up and eat breakfast, tell my husband, hey, don't expect me back because I'm on the hunt. Like, tell me about that. Tell me about that day.
Yeah, it probably got there right with the mall open because I'm an early bird, so I probably got there at like 10 o'clock and was there probably till 12 or 1 in and out of multiple stores, trying a couple things on. I know that Coach one in particular, I had actually asked them to hold it because I was like, this might be, you know, I'm going to make some compromises, but maybe this is, you know, the one I want to go with. And then...
So slow it down a little bit for me.
Sure.
When you went in, so 10 a.m., the mall is just opening, you're
mm-hmm.
getting there. Was Coach the first place that you went to?
No, first place, Nordstrom's. So I always park outside the Nordstrom's.
Got it. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Did they have anything?
No, they didn't have a single laptop bag. In fact, the only things they did have were like padded cases that you'd put in a laptop bag.
Oh, like a little,
like a zipper,
okay.
Like its own like little contained little like zipper. It's just the size
so
of
when
a laptop.
When you were in Nordstrom, so I'm watching you kind of walk the aisles at Nordstrom. Are you already in purse mode at this point, like, or are you still looking for? Are you still looking for an actual laptop bag?
Probably a little bit of both. So would have first kind of taken a pass through, like, is there anything in here that is a laptop bag?
Yeah.
And then finding that there wasn't, kind of walking back around to say, is there anything that could be? If I'm actually remembering now, I think I went once first looking for a laptop bag, didn't find any, and then went back on a different day with my iPad. Because it's about the same size as my laptop, and I had that in the purse I was carrying to say, okay, well, I'm going to make sure this fits in the bags. And I remember putting my iPad in a Kate Spade bag to see if it would fit, and it didn't zip shut. And I was like, okay, well, then I guess that's not going to work.
All right, so now we have a third, just so I get my timeline, we have a third trip. So, no, this
it
is
just
awesome.
Hit me
this
that I remember
exactly
specifically coming back with my iPad.
Yeah, that's the kind of detail that we're really looking for. So mm-hmm. we have the trip to the King of Prussia Mall mm-hmm. on the first, was that a Saturday or Sunday, do you remember?
Probably a Saturday.
Okay. We have, and then you don't have anything with you on that first trip, but you don't
right.
have the iPad or the computer. But
right,
the
and
next,
then I remember thinking, like, oh, that was stupid. I should have something of the size of what I'm looking for.
And so when did you go back with the iPad?
Probably,
I know, I'm
if
really...
not the following weekday, that following weekend.
Okay. Okay, we'll get back to that. Okay, so take me through the – so – it sounds like in Nordstrom, these are like two different areas. Like there's a laptop bag area, and then there's like the normal woman's purse area. Is that right?
No, it's all kind of in the same place, but I think I probably like walked around it once in my head, like I'm going to find a laptop bag, and then like walked around it again thinking like, okay, maybe I'll just find a purse.
So there's like, okay, so if I'm watching you do this, there's almost like two like I'm in laptop
mm-hmm.
mode this first time, and
mm-hmm.
then all right, that's out. Now I'm going to go through again with this other sort of filter in my head.
Right.
To
kind
see
of like
if there's
two laps around that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so that first time, it didn't sound like you came up with nothing on either side?
Yeah, nothing.
Okay. All right, where did you go next? Out of Nordstrom's?
Yeah, out of Nordstrom's, I think. I'm trying to think of how the mall is laid out. out of Nordstrom's, I think I probably walked into Ann Taylor to see if they had anything. They had zero.
Okay.
I kind of went in just once and poked around their little accessory area. There was nothing. Coach is right around the corner from there, so I probably went in there next and did find something that I had liked and thought, well, this could work. It fit the iPad.
You didn't have the iPad with you. How did you know that it fit the iPad?
No, this time I'm talking about the time I had the iPad with me. So I think the time that I walked in without the iPad, I walked around Nordstrom's and was like, this, you know, I'm never going to be able to figure out if it's going to work for me if I don't have something that's the right size. And I'm
okay.
probably left the mall. Or if I didn't leave the mall, I left Nordstrom's and maybe went to another store not looking for a laptop bag, thinking, like, I need something that I can measure it with.
The trip is over at this point. So you left your house telling your husband, like, I'm on a mission. And then after Nordstrom, it's like, I don't have what I need to kind of figure this out.
Right.
I'm going to abort and come back. Okay, got it,
right.
got it. So.
Right.
So the second time you've got your – so it's not like you repeated the sort of thing, but you had your iPad with you. You went through Nordstrom, found nothing, and Taylor's nothing. Now you're in Coach, and you have your iPad with you. So tell me about the Coach store. Is it like – is it crowded? Is it empty? It sounds like you're by yourself again this time.
Yeah. Actually, I think my husband was in the mall with me, but he was not in the Coach store with me.
Okay.
And I was – kind of looking around, and I had my iPad, and I kept, like, taking it out and putting it in bags, and then someone approached me and said, like, oh, are you looking for something? And I was kind of like, yeah, I'm trying to find a laptop bag. And then she had one of those same similar cases like they had in Nordstrom's that was just for the laptop, like those cushioned things that they had in Coach they were selling. And she was like, oh, here, look, I'll show you. This fits in all the bags. And she was then putting that in and out of bags. And there was one that it kind of felt like it fit in.
And, okay, so there was one, and that was the one that you ultimately asked her to hold on,
mm-hmm.
hold on to?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the, so you would have had to buy two different things at this point, right? The purse and then a separate sort of attached sleeve or case or something like that, right?
That, like, padded piece, yep. And I ultimately did buy two things. Like, I have the Cole Haan bag and that padded bag from Cole Haan as well.
Okay, got it.
Sorry, what was that?
Why didn't you buy it right then, the two pieces?
It didn't zipper shut, which was an issue for me. And it was quite long rather than wide, which was okay because it kind of fit the laptop. But in my mind, I was like, this is like $400 and something. It's not really going to be a purse because I'm not going to carry what looks like a very long, like duffel type bag as a purse. And so it's really not meeting all the qualifications that I was hoping for. And that's why I kind of asked her to hold it, because I wanted to think about it. She was quite an aggressive sales lady too. So I was kind of like, I just need, you know, my own space to make a decision rather than kind of you being in my face. So I kind of walked out and I was like, I'll think about it. But by the time we left the mall, I was like, yeah, I'm not going back for that one.
Okay. Let me ask another question about the whole, you said, you know, you went declared to your husband, this is, you know, today's last time behind it. What made it, why was that day so important? Why did it have to be done then?
I had like set in my mind that if I was going to buy a bag, I was going to do it before the trip. And there were a couple weekend plans we had already been booked leading up to the trip. So there were like, I think, 2 weekends that I had free to get any shopping I needed to get done for the trip, that we'd actually be home in town and not, you know, somewhere visiting with friends. So it was kind of like this was the do or die period in time.
Okay. What was his reaction?
I think he's probably pretty used to me being like getting to a point where I've been shopping, and then I'm like, okay, I'm pulling the trigger. So he was like, okay. And when I had said, you know what, I'm not getting that coach one, he was like, okay.
Oh, wait, help me with that. I didn't quite get that. So that was that like, okay, now I got to continue listening to you talk about laptop bag?
Precisely, yes.
Oh, so okay. So did you tell him when you left the coach store, did you guys link up? Did you tell him about that option?
Yeah, I think I even brought him back in, or maybe he came in to look at it at one point when he was like going to the Apple stores right next door. So I think he was like in and out of the Apple store. And afterwards I was like, I don't know. What did you think? Did you really like it? And he was like, it sounds like you don't really like it. And I was like, yeah, I guess not. And I think, I don't know if we spent any more time in the mall or whatnot, but I did not go back for that one.
Okay. So, that makes perfect sense. So he's not, it sounds like he wants this whole experience to be over, but he's not willing to say, hey, just buy it because he knows you're not going to be happy. Okay.
Yeah. Because he was like, yeah, it's really expensive. It's not something you're crazy about.
Yeah. That makes sense. Okay. So you've got like two open weekends leading up to it. You burned one at King of Prussia.
Mm-hmm.
You went back with your iPad. Now, when do you end up at the Cole Haan outlet? Because it sounds like we're getting out of time here.
Yeah, it was probably that last weekend. And I have bought quite a few things from that Cole Haan outlet in terms of purses or wallets. And so that was probably my first stop when I went up there. I think I had even seen that bag that I did purchase, like, on their website or something, because I knew exactly the style I was going in there looking for.
So tell me about give me the details of the trip. Is this close to your house, far away? Sometimes those outlet malls are, like,
yeah, it's close.
Way out there.
The King of Prussia Mall is probably 5 minutes away, so that's a really, you know, that was an easy one for me to, like, say, oh, I'll just come back with my iPad.
Sure.
The outlets are probably 20 minutes away, but,
okay,
you know, not significant.
So this trip, you're at the outlet. Are you alone, or did you bring your husband this time, too?
If I wasn't alone, I was probably with my best friend. Let me think if she was there. Yeah, I think I was with my best friend. Mm-hmm. No husband.
Okay, no husband. That's right. So how up to speed is the best friend on this laptop buying experience that you're having?
She was probably someone I had asked, like, what do you use? You know, do you have any suggestions? She and I probably go to the outlets once a month together. So I probably was like, hey, I'm going to go to the outlets. I'm trying to find a laptop bag still. And she was, I'm sure, like, oh yeah, okay, I'll come.
Got it. Okay. So, when you guys go, so I want to know about this specific time, but when you guys, is this like a day long thing or burning a couple hours or it sounds like you go pretty often.
Yeah, probably a couple hours. Like she lives between me and the outlet mall, so I would probably picked her up. We went up there, again, probably like right when they opened at 10, we would have stopped at Starbucks or something, and then probably left at like 1 o'clock and got lunch on the way home.
Got it. Okay. All right. So in the Starbucks, get your coffee. Is this, what did you go right to the Cole Haan store, or were there other stops in between?
There weren't any other places I looked for a laptop bag first, but we may have gone into other stores first.
Okay. Did you buy anything before you bought the or before you made it to Cole Haan? Aside from the coffee.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Probably. I'm trying to see if I can remember where we might have gone.
Here's a different question. This might help. Did you have a Lyft?
No. No, it was kind of like, oh, I'll see if I can find, you know, my goal was to look for the laptop bag, but if we happened to, you know, go into like the J. Crew outlet or something and there was something cute I thought I could take on the trip, I would have gotten that as well.
Got it. Okay. So, like, it sounds like the stuff that you need for the trip you have.
Mm-hmm.
This is just like a last minute. If anything cool pops up, I'm gonna grab it.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. So you saw the bag on the Cole Haan website. When you walked into the store, is your friend with you or is she off doing something else?
Yeah, she would have been with me.
She's with you. So what do you have? Do you have like a model number? Do you have the name of the thing? Are you just gonna match it by what it looks like? How are you gonna find this?
Yeah, I just
bag?
Knew what it looked like. So I knew it you know, it had like a flap over the top of it. I knew it had like a colorful interior. And I knew it was called the East to West bag. That was like the name of it, East to West. But when you walk right into the store, the purses are the first thing that hit you. So I knew it was something I'd be able to see if they had right away.
And
sorry, what was that?
You had your iPad with you this time or your laptop?
Yes, I did have my iPad.
Okay.
So did the store play out the way you thought? Tell me about, like, all right, you're opening the door, you're walking in. Is this, like, the first bag that you see? Is it right in front of you, or how did you find it?
It's a pretty small store. So the front, there's, like, a little U-shaped area with bags. And I think it was, like, one of the ones that was kind of on display, so it would have, you know, caught my eye as soon as we walked in.
And so what did you do? So this is one of those scenes where I'm filming you. I got the camera on you. Your friend's next to you. You pick it up and show it to her. What did you do first?
I'm trying to remember. I think they might have even had two colors. Walked over to it, kind of opened the flap, look inside. It has a really bright hot pink interior. Take out my iPad, make sure it fits in before I really, like, think anything else about it. I want to make sure that it's actually going to be useful. And it was quite large, so that was not a problem. And then kind of putting it on my shoulder, trying to find a mirror to see, is this something I would really wear as a purse, or is this too big now?
Sure. So first of all, bright pink interior, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Are you looking at this like, not my style, or this is cool?
You know, it's funny. I have never really liked pink until more recently. So probably in the last, like, 6 months I've decided that I like pink. So when I first saw the pink, I was like, oh. There had been a winter white colored one on the website that had, a bright lime green interior, which was the one I had been looking for. And they didn't have that one in the store. I think the other one they had was a brown, also with a pink interior. And I was like, okay, well, if the pink is the worst part, you know, nobody's really going to see that anyway.
Got it. Okay, cool. So, so what's your friend think? So I got the scene. I can see you kind of walking around looking for a mirror, modeling thing on your shoulder. What is your friend saying to you at this point?
I think we're talking about, like, can this really be a purse? Can this not be a purse? I remember her saying, because she always says this about purse, it has two straps. And she was like, oh, I hate bags with two straps because one kind of always slides off. And then we, like, went ahead to practice to see would it slide off or would it not slide off if we had the two straps on.
Sure. And so did it pass the test?
It did, yeah, because we were kind of like, well, they're long enough. I can get my arm under it. I can always lay one over the other if I need to. And it's a pretty soft leather. It has some, like, nice pockets on the inside. It's two pockets on the outside. So she was probably like, oh, you can put your cell phone on there and your keys and –
So who's the – I have to ask this, and you might not be able to answer it. Who's the trendsetter between the two of you? It's like, are you kind of, like, setting the fashion trend and she's following up, or is she, like, way out there, like, blazing the trail, or you think you're kind of about the same?
I'd say we're probably even-keeled because most frequently, like, if and when we go shopping together, we will kind of wander the store picking up things and then meet in the dressing room and more often than not have several, four or five things that we've both picked up that are the same.
Got it. Okay. So you're kind of on the same page. All right. That makes sense. So what happened next? Did you ever talk to an associate or anything? I guess take me down. So it passes the strap test.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean, so was the question answered? Does that mean that it does work as a purse, or was it still like, it might be too big?
Yeah, it was still like, it could be a little too big, but it might work, and I really haven't found anything else. And I remember her saying, well, and it doesn't have a padded area, so, like, aren't you worried about something happening when you're traveling with your laptop? And I was like, well, my iPad kind of has its own case, and, you know, I don't know, I don't really throw my laptop bag around, so does it really matter that it's not padded? And I remember having a conversation about that. And that's, I think, when the salesperson had come over and said to us, well, when you spend, you know, whatever it was, $250 or $300, then you get $50 off, and you don't quite get there if you just get the bag, but we also have the padded case. And that's when she upsold me, because the padded case is that same hot pink, and it has the interior is that bright green, like lime green color, and I was kind of like, oh, I don't know, I'm not really a pink person. But again, you're not really going to see it, and it does match the inside of the bag.
So just so I can visualize, so the outside of the pad is pink and the inside is lime green?
Yeah, so you've got the black laptop bag, the lining is hot pink, and then that like padded zippered piece that can come in and out of the bag now. The outside is like a quilted hot pink, the same as the interior of the black bag, and then the interior of that case is a bright green.
Got it. Okay. So she's upselling it. Did she bring the pad over, or did you guys take the bag, or were they right next to each other?
They were like less than 3 feet apart. So she kind of like was like, oh, well, that will fit right in there.
Got it. All right. So I'm looking at the time. We've got like 5 minutes. This has been fantastic. So I just want to wrap. So what happened next? What did you do?
So I think we kind of like cram that in the bag, and then we sit in front of the mirror a little bit more, like, what do you think? Does that fit? Is it too bulky now? And we were like, yeah, you know what? It looks nice. It kind of matches, and you don't really see the pink if the pink bothers me, and I'm running out of time. If I really want to get something, you know, this is probably the last chance I have. And so I purchased both of those two things that day.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Irvin.
How long did the whole auditioning the bag process take? Like, how long were you standing in for?
Probably at least a half an hour. It was probably an extensive process.
Okay.
And did they have any other
bags?
Oh, go ahead. What else did you put in, besides the laptop, what else did you put in and out?
I think I probably put my iPad in because I had been carrying that with me. I'm trying to remember if I probably put my cell phone, like my keys, like trying to test out what it would look like with that pouch in it and without it, like if it really could fashion out the purse. And we had decided, yeah, it can. It's still a little big, but, you know, for 3 weeks in Idaho, that'll suffice. And I think it did work for the trip, but I still feel like there's this gap of it's not something I would really carry as a purse around when I'm at home. Like when I travel, I do just take that now and not take an additional purse, but I'm kind of like, yeah, it's not really a nice purse though.
So when you're at home, like when you use it now, you carry that and a purse?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I would love not to.
So are you still shopping for something, or is this gonna work for you for a while?
Well, so I've been using it for about a year, but I have kept a very close eye on those Elisa bags because I think that will probably meet the needs that I have. I didn't like the colors that came out in that most recent release. So one was black, which now I have a black one. So I'm kind of like, I can't really rationalize that.
Yeah.
And the silver didn't appeal to me. I kind of grew up in Jersey, so I am preferential to sparkles and leopard print and glitter and metallics. But that for me was like, yeah, but that's really not something I want to bring to meetings. I work in the utility industry, so predominantly white male engineers. And I was you know, I already wear dresses, and that's trend setting for my company. So, like, to march in with a silver bag would be a little much.
Got it. Okay, I have two questions, and I can only remember one, so I'll start with that. So you're shopping for the entire time for a laptop bag, and so first of all, what kind of laptop do you – is this like a small – it sounds small, like a Mac Air or something like that?
No, it's an IBM, but it's a 13-inch. It's small because I do travel, so typically my company provides 15-inch ones, but I have the 13-inch because I travel.
Okay, so 13-inch, you're shopping the entire time for a laptop, but you're carrying your iPad. What, how did you come to that conclusion of, I'm not going to take my laptop to all these malls, I'm going to grab my iPad?
They are I kind of like measured one on top of the other, and the case I have for my iPad is about the same size of the computer. So I knew if it fit that, it would fit the computer.
Okay, so you've got the iPad in the case while you're walking around. Okay, that makes sense.
Is the computer that much heavier than the iPad?
No, it's not. The thing that makes it a little bulkier is like when you have to carry the battery pack with it as well. But it's about the same dimensions and weight.
Oh, I can. All right, Urban, think of any last questions because we're going to let Sarah go in 2 minutes. My other question is, now when you use the bag, so I'm going to Idaho, you're using it all day as a laptop bag, it's time to go out at night to dinner with everybody, do you take the laptop padded case out of the bag to make it more like a purse, or can you just leave that in and take the laptop out?
I take that whole piece out, like the laptop and that little cushioned piece.
And what does that do?
It slims the bag down quite a bit. It takes out some of that bulk from it. But it's still a pretty big bag.
Okay, perfect. That was my – Urban, do you have any last?
Last one. Like, so how much time are you spending now just kind of looking for different bags? Is it just waiting to see what Elise bags come out with next, or do you have, like, a certain pattern of just browsing other sites looking for bags?
I probably very passively am looking for them. But, like, every once in a while, maybe – if I'm out at the store or like bored sitting on my couch at night, might Google like to see if there's any stylish laptop bags that come up.
Any new stuff. Okay. All right, perfect. I think we have 2 minutes to spare. We'll let you go.
Sure.
This has been absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for taking
sure,
the time.
Sure, I'm happy
really
to help. And I apologize for running late too, so that kind of cut us short. If you have any follow-up questions, I'm happy to help. And I did search my Gmail and found that bag that I originally had that I did love was called Gina B. International.
Okay.
Was the name of the company. It was Luca Bella was the name of the bag. And there was like a red crocodile, but there was a white one that I had wanted that was sold out, which is why I was searching for the Cole Haan and the white as well.
Got it. That makes sense. Okay. Sometimes we do have follow-up questions, so I'll drop you an email if we have anything else that comes up. Do me a favor. We'll get your Amazon gift card out to you, but write me an email and just let me know where you want it shipped. Just give me your address.
Okay, fantastic. Appreciate it.
Perfect. Thanks so much for your time. Have a great day.
Sure, you too. Thanks so much.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.